Topol is the author of 11 novels of international intrigue. He graduated from Carnegie Tech with a major in chemistry, but then he abandoned science and went on to earn a law degree from Yale. Now a partner in a major Washington law firm, Alan travels extensively to research locations for his novels. Today we'll speak with Alan about his new bestseller, The Washington Lawyer. Alan, welcome to the Book Report.
Very happy to be with you, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
The Washington Lawyer is your 11th novel. What inspired you to first begin writing thrillers?
Well, I actually was writing nonfiction articles and for newspapers and magazines. And then I became convinced that the novel in the thriller genre is a more effective way to convey something I had to say about a geopolitical issue. At the same time, I could write an entertaining story and a page turner. And I was inspired by Graham Greene and Leon Uris that fiction could be a great vehicle to entertain, but at the same time, inform. And so that's kind of what got me going quite a number of years ago.
Let's get into The Washington Lawyer. Introduce us to Allison Boyd.
Okay, Allison Boyd, the three-sentence story is a young woman named Vanessa, who's a Senate staffer, goes off for a weekend in the Caribbean with a powerful senator. Something happens to her, and her twin sister, Allison, is determined to find out what it is. Allison is a mid-30s. She's a professor of archaeology at Brown University who, as the novel begins, is off on a dig in Israel. And Allison is absolutely determined to find out what happened to her sister. She's a powerful self-starter, had been on a U.S. team, Olympic team for field hockey. But I wanted to work in this relationship between two sisters. I've had three daughters. I've watched them growing up. I've watched how close they are. I've watched how they support and cover each other. And I wanted to work this very much into the novel and make Allison my heroine who clashes with powerful forces in Washington.
She is a great character. Do you have plans to bring her back in an upcoming novel?
Well, that's funny you should say, because, Elaine, my next novel, the 12th, that will be coming out next March, is called The Italian Divide, and I'm picking up after four novels with my hero, Craig Page. But after that, I am planning to write a sequel to The Washington Lawyer, because, frankly, the novel's done so well. It got a fabulous review on The Washington Post on March 16th, which kind of propelled the novel. And so I am now working on a sequel. I am definitely planning to bring Allison back because, like you, I really enjoyed Allison as a character. I enjoyed working with her and creating her as a character.
At the core of The Washington Lawyer is a U.S. senator who sells military secrets to the Chinese. Was any of his story based on an actual incident?
What it was based on is this. I did a lot of research for this novel, as I do for my others. And as I began researching about the current geopolitical situation in the U.S., where China is our main rival, what I learned is that Chinese spying in the United States, directed by their MSS, their Ministry of State Security, is huge. They have really replaced the KGB as the biggest kind of foreign spies in the United States. And surprisingly, this has not been written about very much in the media, and certainly it hasn't been in movies or in novels. One of my objectives in writing The Washington Lawyer was to provide a wake-up call to Americans that there is an enormous amount of Chinese spying going on in the United States. And it's important because as this new century moves along, the Chinese have become our rivals economically, militarily, and politically around the world. And so I have my novel's a little bit of a wake-up call about Chinese spying in the U.S.
We're speaking with Alan Topol on The Book Report. You know, your character, Andrew Martin, is an intriguing guy. He's a prominent attorney being considered for a Supreme Court appointment. But as the story develops, his ethics are being chipped away. Alan, with your perspective as a Washington insider, do you believe there are D.C. power players who always play it straight?
I think they are. There are, but here's where I loved creating the Andrew Martin character, because your question, Elaine, exactly focuses on what my objective and what I was trying to do in the novel. Andrew Martin, as the novel begins, has always played it straight throughout his career, and that's why he's now on the short list to become Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And then something happens, this incident in the Caribbean involving Vanessa and his good friend. And as a result of that, he has to face the question, is he willing to abandon the moral code he always lived with and do something to aid his friend and try to cover this up, to do it in a way that will keep alive his chances to be Chief Justice? And as you said, chip away is a good expression that you just used, Elaine, because what happens is we find, as Martin faces this moral dilemma, bit by bit, he sort of slides into an abyss of immorality. And here's a very good person. And there's a bigger point here, and that's we can have upstanding, good moral people, but when faced with a chance to grab the gold ring, the thing that they always have strived for their entire life, are they willing to make compromises, and how far will they go? And so that's the moral issue. That's really one of the moral issues that's at the heart of this novel.
Well, I know we've talked about your next two novels, but with 2016 coming up fast, wouldn't you like to base a new novel on a presidential election?
Well, I actually, thinking about that, I have been, that's so funny. You're very propitious, because in the sequel to The Washington Lawyer that I'm thinking about, I'm actually going to work into it a presidential election and a candidate who's going to be up for president, because it is such a very, very hot topic. I mean, Washington provides all sorts of wonderful stuff. For example, you know, the recent indictment of Senator Menendez from New Jersey. I mean, that's almost straight out of my book, The Washington Lawyer. The question is, what do powerful people do for their friends? How do they help their friends? And so Washington provides a great vehicle for information and material for a novel. But in terms of the question, I'm exactly right with you, because I'm now focusing on a presidential election, and I'm focusing on fundraising and how to work those into the sequel to The Washington Lawyer.
I'm wondering if your law firm clients know about your writing, and do any of them or your colleagues worry that they'll end up as one of your characters?
No, well, actually, that's a funny thing, because I've been writing for, obviously, for a long time, to produce 11 novels, and I've been a partner in the Washington law firm. And I was kind of wondering what reaction my clients and partners would have to my novel writing. And what really surprised me is how supportive both were. One of the most interesting things is reaction of clients, because a number of my clients became very, very good readers. And so I would often set a meeting with one of them, a lunch meeting. I travel up to New York, for example. This is coming very much to mind, to meet with a client who was the general counsel of a big corporation. And I wanted to discuss new legal opportunities for us with this client. And we sat down to lunch, and all the client wanted to do was talk about the novel, how I developed the novel and how it went. So it went very, very well.
So any final thoughts on The Washington Lawyer?
No, my only thought is I just, I'm really delighted with the reception it's gotten. I would love it if any of your listeners read the book. If they wanted to give me feedback, I have a website, www.alantopol.com, AlanTopol. I love hearing from listeners or readers, because it's a novels, as you well know, Lane, can be a relatively lonely thing. And to get that feedback from readers is just terrific. So I would encourage any of your listeners, if they read The Washington Lawyer, please come to me on reader mail through the website and give me that feedback.
Well, Alan, I really enjoyed your book, and I want to thank you for visiting with us today.
Thanks very, very much, Elaine, and I hope we can do it again next year when the next one comes out.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alan.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.